playing Girl Talk, the game of truth or dare.
Naked!
You can wear a ring around your finger, ring pop.
Naked!
It is a beautiful part of this nutritious breakfast.
Naked!
Mondo!
It's time for Meg Reacts.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the latest episode of Meg Reacts. Good evening, my dearest.
Evening.
Now, for all of you, hopefully it's your day, but if not, good evening to all of you. Last episode, we got a little personal last time. Mm-hmm. a little potty humor every once in a while, but... Yeah, you never know. You never know what to expect with these.
No. With you.
What?
Never know what to expect with you. Ooh, I can smell it.
Oh, what? Wow.
Habanero, whatever it is you ate.
Hot sauce. It was delicious. You bought me that hot sauce for Christmas.
That was going to smell like butt.
It smells delicious.
Mm-hmm.
For this episode, let me ask our movie collection.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a definite answer, but rough estimate, how many movies would you guess we have?
Probably close to 3,000.
3,000?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a bit exaggerated.
If you include Sam's and... Yeah, he started getting movies, and
I want to say we're probably about half that. I think we're about 1,500. I'm going to have to count. But we do have a very...
You're close to at least over 2,000.
We do have quite the sizable collection of movies. If you go back to my channel on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
And look up True 90s and Exclusive whenever I was doing one-on-one interviews before we started the podcast... I did all these episodes in my basement, and I stood in front of the DVD collection, and it filled up the entire space. And right now, our garage is one whole wall of nothing but DVDs and Blu-rays.
Yeah.
And
we have a problem.
We are very, very much movie lovers. Yeah. Now, I'm much more of a movie lover. I'm much more of a movie lover than Megan is, but still, we really enjoy going to the movies and watching them and picking each other's brains, and now Sam has very much gotten into that.
Sorry.
And Sam likes to analyze and ask questions and compare to other movies, something that he's gotten very much from us, because we like to do that.
Yeah.
Would you like to hazard a guess as to where this conversation is going?
Movie commercials?
There you go. We are going to be looking at 90s movie commercials tonight. So
okay.
Let's just dive in with the first one. I would ask you, what are some movies you love? But I think we'll probably end up finding some of those as we go. So we're just going to go straight into it.
The president's son just met the girl of his dreams.
Do you want to go to the dance with me?
But she's already taken.
Oof.
Now, Agent Sam Sims is giving the first kid some pointers.
I ain't doing nothing, but looks good.
And giving the competition...
How many times has Mr. Sims held us back?
More than he can handle. Sinbad, Brock Pierce, and Home Improvement's Zachary Ty Bryan. Disney's First Kid, rated PG. Starts Friday, August 30th at a theater near you.
I love that movie so much. It's such a great movie.
I have only really seen the movie twice, I think. I saw it once when I was a kid, when mom and dad used to have those. It was during the summer, and you could rent five movies for $5, I had a whole bunch. And it was usually ones that mom would pick out, not ones that I would pick out. And I was right at that age when Disney movies weren't doing it for me. I was getting more into action, but I still hadn't found my action movies yet.
Mm-hmm.
So it was still those ones that mom and dad were trying to find safe that was okay to let me watch unsupervised. And I remember enjoying it, but it didn't click with me, but I did like it. And then I watched it again when you and I were dating,
mm-hmm.
and you were just quoting the movie all the way through. And and I'm still very much the same boat. I enjoy it. I don't dislike it. I enjoy it, but I don't love it. You, however, what are some things you love about this movie?
I love Sinbad. He was so funny in this movie. Just the jokes he did in this. And I really enjoyed watching this with my parents. Because my parents also really like this movie. Considering it's a Disney kids movie, that's up there with one of their favorites that we sit down and watch. And then we finally watched it with Sam. And he really liked it as well. But just, I mean, between him trying to teach him how to dance and just this kid is so awful to him. He's got a giant python for a pet and he gets loose and he has to go chase it in front of this bunch of very higher ups in the Capitol and all that, this party. It's so hilarious. With a little bit of a little action into it, because, you know, it does have a, you know, big twist at the ending, toward the end, of somebody out to try to kill, not the president, but the president's kid. So
it kind of goes Kindergarten Cop mm-hmm. at the end a little bit.
Yeah.
Because Kindergarten Cop, for the most part, is a very lighthearted mm-hmm. movie designed for families. But then there's this serious, mm-hmm. very serious dark undertone for certain scenes.
Yeah.
And then it goes hard right yeah. at the end.
Well,
and Disney can't quite do that, but it did their version of that.
Well, what I really liked about it is it really kind of shows you the dangers of talking to people online that you don't know who they are. They just have a screen name and you don't know. It really kind of shows you how important that is, that you really have to monitor, even still today, especially today, but even it was still, as you could tell, things like that was going on in the 90s. That
yeah, cyber awareness wasn't really a thing at the time.
Right. So, and that's the whole thing with this, is he's the president's kid, is he's isolated. He has no friends because he can't ever go anywhere. So he ends up meeting someone online and not who they thought he thought it was going to be. But I don't want to reveal it in case you've never seen it. But yeah, I'm sure most of you hopefully have seen it. So
spoilers for a 30-year-old movie.
But I'm not going to spoil
it. I'll spoil it.
But it definitely one of my like up there favorite movies as a kid and even as an adult today, which is rare because most of the time you don't usually like some of the same movies the same as you did as a kid. But
so, favorite Sinbad character, this guy from First Kid
mm-hmm.
or the teacher on Good Burger?
No, this one.
This one?
Yeah. He's not as prominent in the Good Burger movie.
Oh, but I like that. I like that character more on Good Burger than I did on First. And not to say that I'm not disliking First Kid. I just like that character more because Sinbad gets to be full Sinbad with that really big, ridiculous character.
Yeah.
All right, next movie.
From Walt Disney Pictures, it was the worst jewel heist in history. Now, Mr. Magoo is on the case, but he doesn't have a clue.
I want you to put some water on the boil and lift both legs high into the air.
Leslie Nielsen. Disney's Mr. Magoo, rated PG, starts Christmas Day.
This movie is so bad. Listen, okay, like when it first came out, I watched this with my mom, and my mom just lost it. Like of course, my mom finds really crap movies good. So
your mother loves Batman and Robin, the George Clooney version.
Yeah.
That's like her favorite Batman movie.
Yeah. So
that tells you the type of movies that she enjoys. And she loves Mr. Magoo.
She loves cheesiness, but she loves Leslie Nielsen, as do I.
Yeah.
Because he's
fantastic.
He is a great comedic actor, but this movie was just so poorly done. But the character Mr. Magoo is such a fun character, and I thought he would have been honestly perfect for the role. But I don't know, maybe it was just the writing or something for it, but it's just such a really poorly done movie. But yeah, the bit with the chicken, though, when he's trying to cook that chicken is really funny because my mom like lost it when he's trying to stretch the chicken in exercise mode or something. I mean, I can hear my mom cackling right now.
Didn't you like this movie when it came out when you were younger, and then your opinion has changed as you've gotten older?
It did. I did. But I mean, you know, as a kid, you don't really kind of take into, you know, like in-depth kind of things. Like like you do as an adult, you analyze things. Whereas that's with like Sam, he's into movies that were just kind of like,
but you were but right.
He's a kid.
You were right on that cusp of almost too old for this movie when it first came out.
Yeah.
And so you still enjoyed it. Plus, it's hard not to. It really is hard not to enjoy a movie when her mom was watching it and she enjoys it.
Oh, my gosh.
Because her laugh is infectious. Yeah. And it's hard not to start laughing at the stupidest stuff when she's laughing. And even if you can still make fun of it, and then she'll laugh at the fact that she's being made fun of. And, and it just spirals into hilarity.
Oh, man.
So I can really understand why you liked this movie as a kid. You and I were 2 years. There's a 2 years difference between us. And again, much like the first kid, when this came out, I was really losing interest in these kind of movies. And I remember going to the movies quite a bit, because this was around the time when Chuck and I would start going to the movies a lot more. And we would, like, I was wanting to go find some really fun action movies, but I didn't know if he would take me to go to see anything. So we'd see things like Baby Geniuses and Snow Dogs and whatever, Mighty Joe Young and things like this. But I those cool action movies hadn't come out yet, like Mask of Zorro. Fell in love with Mask of Zorro. That was the start of it. But I still wasn't old enough for some of the other ones. And I remember going to the movies a lot and seeing this trailer a lot. And I remember just crickets whenever all the big punchlines were supposed to be taking place, when they did take place, and then they would pause for laughter and there would be no laughing in the theater. I do remember that distinctly. But I did remember one time, I believe it wasn't in this trailer, it was another one, whenever somebody goes, they had those skiers and one goes through this big mound of snow and it's completely frozen from head to toe, and a policeman comes up behind him and yells, "Freeze!" And he's frozen. One woman in the entire theater cackled. And then it's a pet peeve of mine, but something that always irritates me that certain people would do is they would repeat what was just said that they found funny, but it would be, "He said," and then repeat the joke. I can't stand that, especially when I'm trying to watch a movie. So yeah, like, he came out and yelled "freeze," and then they were frozen, and then the person just cackled and went, "It's funny. That's not funny. That's stupid. You repeating it reminds me why this is stupid." But kids seem to enjoy it, I guess. But whenever I went to see these kind of movies, that most of them weren't really kids. They were my age, preteens, who weren't quite old enough to watch action stuff yet.
Yeah.
No, I didn't really care for Mr. Magoo when it came out. I love Leslie Nielsen. Mm-hmm. Like you, love Leslie Nielsen. The Naked Gun movies are fantastic. Even those other ones that weren't as good, you know, Spy Hard, Wrongfully Accused. Mm-hmm. And then whenever he was added in on Scary Movie 3, he was like the best part of the Scary Movie movies after that point. And
I started giving up on that franchise.
Yeah. He was the best part of all of those, but miss him. He was great, and he was super, super creepy as a villain in Creepshow. If you've not seen that movie, you guys like a good horror movie. All right, moving on to the next.
Now on video, it's the Swan Princess.
Well done!
A kingdom of magic, wonder, and laughter, all in the fairy tale adventure of a lifetime.
Precisely.
The Swan Princess, rated G, on sale now wherever videos are sold.
I love that movie. That was one of my favorite movies.
You
love the Swan Princess.
You told me the story about how you got that movie.
I did.
You did.
I don't remember.
It was your grandma. It was BB, wasn't it? Didn't you had told me that you went over to BB's house.
I don't even
remember. It was either BB or it was Meemaw, but I believe it was BB. You went over to her house, you went to the lake, and there was nothing to watch, and you wanted to watch something. She took you to the store, she bought that movie, you came back to their house, and then you watched it with her, and you said that you and her watched it together, and she loved that movie just as much as you did.
I don't recall her ever really loving that one. She always loved Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, I knew she loved Beauty and the
But
Beast. She loves Beauty and the Beast. But I remember when you and I were dating, we were talking about Disney movies.
I can't even remember that.
We were talking about Disney
Wow.
movies, and we went to the lake, and we were singing Disney songs back and forth to each other. And then we were just talking about Disney movies. And then we got talking about other animated movies that we watched as we were kids. And because we were at the lake with Granny B, you had made mention of Swan Princess. And I said, I've never seen Swan Princess. And then you started to, oh my gosh, you've never seen it. And you've got to watch this. And I think you had it on VHS. You did have it on VHS. And I still had a VCR at the time. And you brought it over one night. We watched it together. And after the movie, you told me that story about how you went over there and you got that because Granny B gave it to you and you still had it to this day. We don't have it anymore because we got rid of all of our VHSs. But yeah, I remember you telling me that while we were there at the lake, and then told me the story about how you got it later.
See today, so we were at Walmart today that I took Sam to Walmart with me, and he's asking me like, what are some of your favorite movies that you watched growing up that you love? Not like Disney animated, any non-Disney animated. I'm sitting there going, because I don't, you know, I was like, I don't remember these things. I have to have things like this, nostalgia things, to remind me of these kind of stuff, you know, because I don't remember. Like, he was like, what did you used to watch when you were a kid? I'm like, you know, and of course I've got 100 things in my mind anyway, but I was like, I don't know. And but like I said, I knew I've always loved this movie. I remember loving it as a kid and even loving it now because I love to sing so much and I love musicals and the music in this, I love it. And I used to love to sing like Odette because that's her name, Odette.
This is the one that had Jack Palance as the villain, didn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Swan
Yeah.
Princess. Yep.
Yeah.
I
Jack
thought.
Palance, the girl that did Odette, I can't think of her name right now, off the top of my head. I need to see the cast.
How about how
Okay, so
you want to pronounce that?
Liz Calloway was her singing voice. She was the speaking voice, Michelle Nicastro. She was the speaking, but Liz Calloway did the singing because
John Cleese did all of the like
I
sound
think
effect
Liz
stuff for
Calloway
the
did her singing
princess.
because Liz Calloway also did singing for
In the rain.
Anastasia, I think. And that's another movie that I actually never did watch it when I was a kid. I rediscovered that as an adult, and I'm ashamed that I did not watch that movie.
She was.
Oh, look at me. Yeah, so she did the singing voice for Odette also, and she did the singing voice for Anastasia, because Meg Ryan did the speaking voice. And she's got such an amazing singing voice, and I love singing those songs from that movie. I just always remember the big like group one at the beginning, the practice, practice, practice. They always had to do that. But I mean, I love that movie. I mean, it's not like it doesn't match up to par with Disney,
No,
obviously.
no. I don't remember much about it. I remember the story you told me more than the movie itself. I remember Jack Palance being in it. I remember enjoying
She's a
it.
princess and she gets kidnapped by Jack Palance, who's like a sorcerer, and he puts a curse on her, and it where he has he holds her captive, and during the day she turns into a swan, and then at night she gets to become a human.
At
So
night, she turns into Natalie Portman.
but yeah, I just remember how over the top what was his name? The prince guy. I never remembered his name.
Prince Philip.
No.
Prince Christopherson.
I'll think of it here.
Prince Derek.
Derek. Yeah, not Eric. Derek. She was like, Derek, I know I were meant to be.
And he was like, which got on my face?
Oh, no, he sang back. He's got a pretty voice, too, but he was over the top. He said, I gave a vow of everlasting love to Odette. That's the only way to break the curse, was to make a vow of everlasting love.
He sang.
That's how he sounded.
One song.
No, he didn't.
I have but one song.
No, he did not. He wasn't even alive, probably.
One song only for you.
Please stop. Hate that song.
One song. I don't know the rest of the words.
Obviously.
Next one. I have.
I wish you learned another song.
When it's three against the world, you need guts. You need luck.
Thank you. You broke my fall perfectly.
You need an edge. Their chances may be one in a million. But one chance is all they need. The Three Musketeers, rated PG, starts Friday, November 12th. Check newspaper for showtime.
Okay, so I know this movie is not like one of the best Musketeer probably adaptation, but it's such a great movie. But I mean, it should be up there in the top tier because you got Tim Curry as your villain, and Oliver Platt is just hilarious in this movie.
What is the quote you always say? You say it every time with this movie. There's two quotes you always say.
Oh my gosh. Hello, ugly.
And there's one.
That one.
What's the other one you always say?
D'Artagnan. We got to save the king.
It's always those two. Every time.
D'Artagnan. That's why I saw the redheaded guy because he was always like, D'Artagnan! Every time we'd see him. It's so bad, but oh my gosh. Yeah. And the great stacked cast, like really well known people. Rebecca De Mornay and, Chris O'Donnell, I had to think of his name for a second. Kiefer Sutherland. Oh gosh.
This was
Charlie Sheen before he went cuckoo.
Do you remember when we used to read those Leonard Maltin books all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Leonard Maltin,
like his review of movies,
had a huge, thick book. He would release a new one every year.
It makes me shocked that he actually has watched that many movies. Like,
oh yeah, he's a movie critic.
I mean, yeah, I get it.
And we used to get those every few years, and then we'd check to see what his review, his opinion was, and we would talk about it. And
I don't even remember what he said about that movie.
He enjoyed it fine. It was okay. If I remember, it was like a 2.5 or something like that. It wasn't very good, but it wasn't awful. But what I remember him saying specifically was he called it Young Blades, and I've never forgotten it because Young Guns featured a lot of the same cast, and now they kind of took that mentality of young actors in this setting, and instead of putting it in the Old West, they put it in England during this time period was it England or was it France? It was France.
It's set in France, which is funny because let's see what all three of your musketeers do not have French accents.
Your villain is
not French. He's British. And so is your king, King Louis, and the queen. They're all British. There's
so many versions of the Three Musketeers out there. And there's one right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's on BBC, I think. And they're... They
love the Three Musketeers story. Like,
it's wonderful.
I love it. I mean, I even like the Mickey Mouse one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with Donald and Goofy and Mickey. Yeah, it's cute.
It's cute. I liked it.
There were so many variations of it. I remember you and I went to the theater and we saw the one where there was full on Super Mario Brothers flying pirate ships.
Yeah. We did go see that.
We did see that with the Three Musketeers in 3D.
Not bad. It's okay.
We enjoyed it. We knew what it was.
It wasn't going to be like amazing cinema, but
it was a dumb action movie.
We went for the fun of it. That's we like the Musketeers, but
and we love action.
And can we talk about the most epic song at the end of that movie?
That is a really great song.
Bryan Adams and Sting and...
I don't know what the film was. I'm going to say Eric Clapton, but it's not Eric Clapton.
No. Shoot. Look at that.
Hey.
It's gonna bug me.
All for one.
Oh no.
All for love.
Yeah. Rod Stewart, because I always thought Rod Stewart and Bryan Adams always kind of sounded the same a little bit. Their voices are very similar. Mm-hmm. So yeah. It's all for love.
That speaking of going along those lines, because the Musketeer, I think that came out in 2000, 2001, 2002, somewhere in that range. And that was right at the time when, again, going back to the Chuck was saying, I want to go see this movie. This looks like a really fun action movie. I hope you like this kind of thing. Because at that time, all we had gone to see is stupid Disney movies that I didn't have any interest in. And halfway through this movie, he leaned over to me and said, are you enjoying this movie? I said, I'm loving this movie. And he said, good, because I was going to feel really bad if you didn't like this, because I love this movie.
Yeah. Sometimes the ones that are just, you know, you're just there for entertainment. Like,
it was
still more fun to watch. And that's the way I always feel about this one. It's not, you know, perfect in any way with your.
It is pure 90s, and it was pure 90s Disney when they were still good. 90s
was just like
good.
A feel-good time. And, like, it was like, sometimes it wasn't about making exceptional, you know, cinema movie. It was just about feel good movies. And that's what I love about a lot of the 90s movies, is that that's what they were to me.
90s live action Disney had a lot of heart to mm-hmm. them. They weren't going for the cheap jokes constantly. Mm-hmm. They were wanting to tell a fun story with fun characters and have some fun jokes/actions within it. And that's really something they lost right at the end of the 90s when they went just full jokes. And that's when you get Mr. Magoo.
Yeah. D'Artagnan, join me for a dance.
All right. I believe we have one more.
From Walt Disney Pictures, look who's dropping in for the holiday. Jonathan Taylor Thomas. And Brad Renfro are the original Bad Boys. Tom and Huck, rated PG, now playing.
Tom and Huck. I used to like that movie too. And that wasn't because of Jonathan Taylor Thomas, because I liked Brad Renfro, because I thought he was way cuter than Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Everybody loved
JTT. I never found him cute until he got older. Like, when he was a kid, I never really, like, kind of pre-teenage, I never found him that cute. Even when he was on Home Improvement so much, I didn't.
Like, around I'll Be Home for Christmas?
Yeah. He was cute in that movie. But now he kind of looks the same. Because when he gets started on Last Man Standing, I'm like,
yeah.
Wow, he looks like he's about 20, and he's not. He's in his 40s now, so, or close to 40 at least.
How many did you see that?
I did see it. I don't know if I saw it in theater. I remember going to the theater a lot to see movies, like you did.
And yeah, I know you didn't.
It was more of like I checked it out on video or something. But yeah, oh yeah, I did check that one out, because I always wanted to be Becky, because she shoved him in the water. Which is Rachel Lee Cook, I believe. That was Rachel Lee Cook. Yeah. So,
you enjoyed Tom and Huck as a kid?
It's a fun little movie. I mean, I don't remember. I don't think I've only seen it a couple of times, but I don't remember all of it that well. But, I mean, obviously it was not a full-on retelling of The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, because... you know, it's Disney.
I remember The Adventures of Huck Finn with Elijah Wood.
Yep.
And Ron Perlman.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that was a really, really good telling of the story, or as far as Disney goes. I remember Tom and Huck came out, and that was that pocket when I was not really interested in this kind of thing anymore. Mm-hmm. And this felt like a push for all the girls who liked
this
both these guys.
This was just like this is a fan base movie.
And basically. I had no interest. And at the time, Mom was working with somebody in real estate.
Yeah.
She was a real estate agent at the time, and somebody had a whole bunch of movies. They had kids, and they would go buy VHS tapes, and they had a whole bunch. She did what pretty much, I think that's where I got the inspiration for it. She started writing down every movie she had. She had a list, and she would take it to work. She'd give it to Mom. And while I was on summer break, Mom would pick out like some of the movies from her list, like five or six or something like that. She'd give us a stack. I'd bring them home, and I'd watch them. And then sometimes Mom would just tell her, some of the movies to pick, and she picked Tom and Huck, and I was like, I'll watch it. I don't even think I made it all the way through. I watched like half, and then I got doing something else and just left
I
it
mean,
on
it
the
was
background.
like, you know, it was okay. And again, I was one of those, I never was obsessed with JTT,
Yeah.
but because I never saw Man of the House.
I did see that.
I didn't see that one. And I mean, I forgot what all else he did.
Yeah, this
At,
is
when he was really big, which was like 95, 90 through 97, I was more into boy bands, not so much just TV stars.
I was more into please anything else but this. No. No. I will you will wear this tee for the rest of this episode.
Hey, that was my life. I lived. That was, I think, when I think back to my childhood as in 90s, I don't think back to a lot of movies and TV. I think back to music. That was what I remember doing mostly. I listened to a lot of music in the 90s. I mean, that was my time. So like when people tell me like your favorite genre of music, I'm like 90s. Everything 90s, because I mean, even some harder rock songs I liked, you know, and but I liked a mixture of things. But I just that was what I did mostly. I mean, I still. Why did my screen come out?
Her work computer just went boink, I'm awake.
Okay, but I mean, I still watched movies and TV shows. That's why when I was really trying to think, because I was like, I don't recall going to the movies very much. As a kid, I mean, I remember our Old Orchard movie theater. I remember seeing like The Grinch there, but that was like 99, 2000.
Yeah, those 2000. There were, and as far as you and I are concerned, before we close
And
the
I know I've
case.
seen more. I can't remember. That's what makes me sad. I'm like, oh, I think it would just take seeing something to click it and go, I did see that in the movies.
As far as movies go, there's only like two movies that I can think of that you and I really bonded over as we were kids, because we didn't really hang out.
No.
We went to the same church. We hung out at church. I love to make you laugh, and I enjoyed your company, but outside of church, we never hung out. And there was really no interest in each other for a very long time. But there were two movies that you and I would talk about all the time.
Mask
One,
is horrible.
Mask of Zorro was one, and Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, slash When Nature Calls, putting together. We bonded over those movies. We would imitate, and the sword fight between Antonio Banderas and Catherine Zeta-Jones.
That was when I started realizing that he liked me.
But that was, you
That
and I
was when I
would.
knew it.
We would pretend that sword fight all the time
Stupid.
until we got to the point when he was like stripping her clothes off, and then she was like, no, I don't want to do that part. I'm like, why?
Because I was 10 when that movie came out.
I was 12.
I don't care. Listen, I remember renting, borrowing. I do remember this memory. I borrowed that movie from you because you got it, and I borrowed it and I took it over to my friend or ours because he
Bailey's
was no Kara
here.
Fritz,
Okay.
who was going to our church at the time too. She and I were close friends, and I took that over. We watched it at her parents' house, and I remember her dad's reaction when he saw the part with the guys tied to the cactuses naked and
Oh
bare
yeah.
butts. He freaked out because I was like, that's like the only thing, I swear.
Yeah, and then
But
later.
I was like, but yeah, he I remember because he was like, where did you get that? I was like, Alex let me borrow it because it's Alex Nance's video.
It's like
I
I
just remember
sleep.
that memory. I do remember that. But yeah, that was our two movies because that movie is what gave us our song to each other.
Yeah,
So
we played the song from that movie at our
that
wedding.
movie holds a special connection, and Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves holds a special
Love
connection
that one too.
between us. So, you know.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for tuning into this episode. Less commercials and a whole lot more memories, but I hope you enjoyed it. Get to know a little bit more about us and hopefully remember some of these movies. And I'm hoping that you guys connected more to these movies than I did. Obviously, Megan does have more of a connection to him, even if she did forget some of it, but hopefully she's remembered some more as we've discussed. Of these movies, which one was your favorite? As a kid, which one do you look back on with more fondness now? So comment down below, tell us your favorites, and we will see you in the next Meg Reacts episode. Until then.
Splat you later.
Inside a center so sweet. Peanut butter cream. Oh, a treat.
I drink Yoo-hoo. It's a delicious chocolate snack with vitamins and minerals.
Barbie Corvette, now I'm driving for real.
Pow, pow, power wheels.
To order your Thighmaster, call 1-800-327-8000. Have your credit card ready. You'll send check and money order for $19.95 plus $4.50 for shipping and handling to this address. No CODs, please.
I haven't done anything, thank you.
We'll see.
We
know
not
what happened
done...
in the last video.
I've not done anything. All I had was supper.
Yet. You've not done anything yet.
I still haven't done anything.
Yet is the key word.